Well, hello, everyone. Okay, time to share the truth again. No, I didn't fall, in case you're all like, oh, no, she smoked or drank. No, that will never happen. Ever, ever, ever. Why? Because I have accountability everywhere. In another half an hour, I am going to be on the radio telling yet another group of people in Iowa, on Iowa Catholic Radio, about my lie, and to ask for forgiveness. So you will always get the truth from me. And this is the truth of my prayer time this morning, and I'm using that in air quotes because it wasn't really very good. Every day is different. Some days you are going to be so involved in prayer. You will have consolation coming to you, and you will feel amazing. You'll float out of prayer time and your day will be absolutely filled with God. And other times we're going to struggle. We're going to struggle to put the distractions away or put the technology away. That was my thing this morning. So when I get up, I should immediately put on some sort of prayer on my phone instead of looking at YouTube comments or looking at emails that are coming in and responding and doing that instead. I got so sucked into the emails and the comments to respond to that before I knew it, I looked up, yes, it's light out, it's 6:45, I should be finishing my prayers, not just starting my prayers. So if you know what distracts you, then try to not do that. Okay, it sounds so simple, but if you pray on your phone and your social media and your email is something that distracts you, then maybe you shouldn't pray on your phone. Or shut it down, offer it to God. Lord, I unite this to you on the cross, my distraction, the fact that I'm not giving you my first fruits. And guess what? You can justify it just like I did because I was like, Lord, I'm being here for people. I'm loving them. You say my life isn't mine. My life is to be lived, quote unquote, out loud with others. And so I want to walk with them and I want to respond to them so that they don't have 2, 3, 4, 5 days waiting. But I could have responded later. Those excuses were just that. So I did go back into prayer and wow, just dove right into the daily readings. But before I go there, I want to talk to you all about, okay, my heat just kicked on. Sorry. I know sometimes you can hear that in the background. Anyway, I want to talk to you about the rosary. Please pray the rosary every single day. And please do not just check the box. Do your best to talk to God through it, to meditate on the mysteries, to pray for certain people, for certain petitions, while you are going through the rosary. Now, I've always been praying the rosary on my own, and today I did not get to it. Now, I have decided that I will be going to Mass. And I will be praying with the people before Mass. And that way, I am also earning an indulgence. Now, what is an indulgence? Hang on, let me get here. Okay, if you pray with other people, like in the church or in a family group or in a religious community, it can even be online. If you do 5 decades of the rosary continuously, so you got to pray them all. The prayers of the rosary must be prayed vocally. And you must meditate on the mysteries. And if the resuscitation of the rosary is public, the mysteries of the rosaries must be announced. In other words, before each rosary, someone typically says, the first glorious mystery, the resurrection. That's what they mean by being announced. Oh, darn it, sorry. That's just telling me I have 30 minutes until my call. My apologies, everyone. Okay, a partial indulgence. One may gain a partial indulgence for the rosary's recitation in whole or in part in other circumstances. So you get a partial indulgence if you just pray one mystery, for example, not all five. And it can be gained once a day, except by those who are in danger of death. So to gain a plenary indulgence, one must perform the indulged act. Three other conditions must be fulfilled: a sacramental confession, Eucharistic communion, and prayers for the Pope's intentions. In addition, one must be free of all attachments to sin, even venial sin. If this complete integrity is not present, or if the above conditions are not fulfilled, the indulgences are only partial. And both plenary and partial indulgences may be applied to the dead. That is a lot, but it can be pretty cool to pray the rosary in a group or with other people. I do it at night with Father Parker, but I like to also pray the rosary in the morning because I have that conversation and I'm praying with and about those people that are on my list, both alive and dead, and for other intentions. But if we go ahead and we do it with other people where two or more are present, Jesus is also there, plus these indulgences. And of course, freed from sin, even venial sin. Wow, that's a tough one. I look at myself and I don't have any attachment to that marijuana and that pot. And I don't think I have attachment to venial sin, but I just did a video about how I was angry at the bank. Go check it out on YouTube. So I don't know if I qualify for this, but I don't care. I'm going to try and do it. I'm going to try and pray my rosary in the morning before Mass or whenever I go to Mass. Could be at noon, could be in the evening. And still pray it at night at 8 o'clock. So I go to Father James Parker. I think I said Father Jim Parker? It's James. I call him Father Jim. Actually, I just call him Father Parker. But anyway, you can also pray with me, 8 o'clock Central. It is about an hour and 15 minutes, but you don't have to stay for the whole thing. Right now, we just kicked off the St. Xavier Novena, and it's beautiful. He has this beautiful rosary prayer book that I'm going to get soon. I don't know when it's going to get here. This is the problem with the Catholic book companies because they don't deliver things as quickly as Amazon. But if I can, I will always give direct funding to those companies instead of Amazon taking their cut, that evil, evil company. All right, then I got into the readings, and this is what I want to talk about. Wisdom and intelligence. Don't we all want wisdom and intelligence? Okay, in the first reading, Deuteronomy 4, 1 and 5 through 9, I'm just going to read this one little tiny section. Therefore, I teach you, by the way, whenever you see the word therefore, you should be thinking, what is this therefore? It's a real important word to kind of slap you upside the head. Therefore, I teach you the statutes and decrees as the Lord my God has commanded me, that you may observe them in the land you are entering to occupy. Observe them carefully, for thus will you give evidence of your wisdom and intelligence to the nations. Who will hear all of these statutes and say, this great nation is truly a wise and intelligent people? For what nation is there that has God so close to it as the Lord our God is to us whenever we call upon him? Or what great nation has statutes and decrees that are as just as this whole law which I am setting before you today? However, oops, now my computer is beeping. Hang on. However, take care and be earnestly on your guard not to forget the things which your own eyes have seen, nor let them slip from your memory as long as you live, but teach them to your children and your children's children. We can look at nations today, and we can see pure evil. I live in America. Some of you, I know, live in Australia, in London, in England, in Canada. And I look across the world. There are only a few nations who truly are abiding by the commandments and the law of the Lord. And you can look at those nations and you can say, wow, they are wise and intelligent. And hopefully they are teaching these same things to the children. Are you teaching your kids, even if you don't have children, out of your own body, like me? That'll be one of the biggest regrets I'll ever have, is never giving birth to a child. My choice. I don't even know if this body could produce one. But it was my choice because I was selfish. But let's move on. We are all spiritual mothers and fathers. We don't have to have children by our bodies. We need to be witnesses in the way that we act, in how we speak, what we think. And then we need to teach them why. Why do we live this way? Why do we live this way? And how come it's so good to live this way? Because the kids think, wow, when you're sober and you're not sleeping around and you're not drugged up, how boring is life? That's what I thought. So let's get to the gospel. Matthew 5:17-19. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. Amen, I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest letter or the smallest part of a letter will pass from the law, until all things have taken place." All right, here's the big one. "Therefore, whoever breaks one of these least..." Wait, I've screwed that up. "Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do so will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever obeys and teaches these commandments will be called greatest in the kingdom of heaven." I want to be the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. I don't want to break these commandments and teach others to do so because I've done that my entire life. Well, almost my entire life, up until God found me, till he pulled me out of the pits of hell, struggled with me. You know, I was just like wrestling with God about the teachings, and he finally gave me his wisdom and intelligence. And then it was a matter of changing my life, conforming to him. And as I was struggling through that, you could see people who were calling me a hypocrite, right? Wow, you profess to be this Christian, but yet you say these things, you do these things. Like, wow, you certainly aren't a good witness of it. And I taught children to sin. I was the first one to smoke, and I'm talking cigarettes and marijuana. I also was probably the first one to bring alcohol into my cheerleading squad, which we had a kind of a pact that we weren't going to drink. Then, as I'm an adult managing younger people, I'm out drinking like a fish, literally standing on bars, doing jump splits at Christmas parties, pulling my inner thigh muscle. I mean, just like, okay, that's a long story. But that just goes to show you, I'm teaching children to look like me, to act like me. And many of the kids have no idea the road to hell that I was dragging them on. Well, she's successful. She's making a lot of money. She's partying. She's swearing. Look, we've got the wisdom and intelligence of God's word. And today he speaks loudly to us that we must step up, conform to him, and not lead the children to sin. And that doesn't just mean your own. That means any younger person who's seeing you at work, or who is seeing you at the church, or maybe at your kid's practice or your grandchild's event, they're seeing you. You are a witness. just like I was a witness the other day at the bank with my cross on my hat, being angry, being a jerk. So let's let this sit in our hearts. Look at what we think, what we say, what we do. Specifically to our own children, how is it impacting them? Are we teaching them that this is how we're supposed to live? And you better be careful, because if you're bringing them down that path, you will be the least in the kingdom of heaven. I don't want to be the least. I don't even want to get to purgatory. So let this sink in your heart and sit with God and say, Holy Spirit, come. Tell me, what is it that I need to correct in my life so that I am living your commandments with wisdom and intelligence, that someone could look at me and say, wow, that person's got it going on. They may not use the words wisdom and intelligence, but those words may just be defined by your life. Okay, let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Come, Holy Spirit, into my heart, into my soul, into my mind, and into my body. Every one of us are pleading for your wisdom and your intelligence and your miraculous ways that you can change our desires to want to follow you more, to want to share the beauty, the love, the peace, the joy that comes from conforming our lives to the commandments that you command us to live. Put in our hearts that this is not a suggestion. This is not just something you would like us to do. You command us to do this. And when we turn from your commandments and we live the life that we want to, we are sinning directly against you. And perhaps teaching children all around us of all ages to live against your commandments. Lord, remind us that our souls are at stake. Remind everyone that Jeff Von Esch and his death out of the blue at 60 years old with no health issues should rock our souls. Anyone in our lives who have died suddenly, we should all look at our own selves and know that we do not know the day or the hour. So now is the time. Please change our hearts, Lord, so that we can follow every commandment. Guardian angel, please guide us and lead us and protect us today. Saint Michael, protect us from all the evil that will tempt us today to turn from your commandments, God. Saint Michael, protect us, all of the holy angels and saints, and all the souls in purgatory. Please pray for our healing. Mary, take our left hand. Holy Spirit, your beloved spouse, take our right. Guide us and lead us to Jesus' sacred heart, where there is mercy and forgiveness. But there is the just judge. And now we will pray for all of the souls that have departed before us by name. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Lord, please, we also pray for all of the souls in purgatory, and especially for those who have no one to pray for them. In your holy name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. All righty. God loves you. God wants to heal you. God wants you to have this wisdom and intelligence. And He wants nations to come to Him so that we can be happy and joyful. Because right now, look at your own nation. All I know is in America, there is evil and no commandment of God is being fulfilled. From policies in our government to the way that companies are looking at this, I don't know what it's called again. Ah, yes, DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion. We have the critical race theory. It's coming through our corporations. It's coming through our schools. And it's all over social media. You know what's happened over the last 3 years. Evil is abound. And we can change it by our own thoughts, words, and deeds. So let's step up for God. Do the right thing. Share His love, His joy, His healing. And be very, very aware of where your soul is if you died today. I encourage you to look up your own indulgences. By the way, I will be talking to Alvaro. So if you have any questions about purgatory or anything kind of surrounding it, I'm going to talk to him about indulgences and to kind of dive into them a little bit more. But send me any of your questions to Kendra@KendraVonAsch.com. I will respond, but I'm not going to respond during my prayer time. This is another reflection on me and sharing it with you. Because I'm pretty sure that all of us have days where prayer isn't all that great. And most often, it's because of us, because we decided not to give God our first fruits. I don't want to do that anymore. Alrighty, I love you all so very much. I'm so blessed, so grateful to walk with you. Thank you, God. We're not alone on this journey, everyone. So if there's something that you want me to address or you want me to talk about, send me an email to Kendra@KendraVonAsch.com. Alrighty, have a blessed and inspired day.